Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Services Sebring, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up. Get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the best coverage in the Thumb.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Band is off the field, and we're on to our second half here as the Cassidy Redhawks lead the Bad Axe Hatchets 24-6, an 18-point lead after 24 minutes of play. Cassidy in that first half accumulated 252 yards, Bad Axe with just 95, 74 of those in the very first play of offense. Time of possession in favor of Cassidy, about 15 minutes to Bad Axe's 9 minutes there. First downs in that first half, Cassidy had 8 of them, Bad Axe with just 2. Third down conversion rate, Bad Axe 0 for 5, Cassidy 4 of 7 for 57% conversion rate. Mall stats favoring heavily for Kansas City. All these stats, of course, brought to you by our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson.
Just a minor tweak at halftime, and they've all come out perfectly after that.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We had to dive into our little formula there. For whatever reason, a very small formula. For whatever reason.
Compared to NASA, it's very little.
Well, yeah. For whatever reason, I skipped N22 on our entire entire formula down to 75, so I digress.
Unacceptable.
I know. I apologize.
I think the stat that you like the most is I think Cass City's converted all of their fourth down conversions. Not sure if that one, if you scroll up on that one, I'm not sure if that one's there, but.
Yes, it is. 2 for 2 for Kansas City, 1 of 2 for the Bannack Hatchets. I do believe for the Hatchets tonight. Kicking things off for the Bannack Hatchets as they won the toss, elected to receive to start this game, so they'll be kicking these things off. That's Micah Gordon, number 15, kicking off left to right across your radio for the Bannack Hatchets. Deep back, that would be Hayden Horn, but they go for the onside kick, and it's brought in with ease by number 70, Connor Herford. He also plays right tackle for Kansas City. So the Red Hawks will have a short field to work with, 51 yards to pay dirt for them as at their own 49-yard line.
I'll be honest, that was a pretty good onside kick, but it just bounced a little too high, and the big sophomore offensive lineman, Connor Herford, seemed to be somewhat ready for it, reacted well, got his hands on the ball, went right to the ground to protect it. So a nice job by the youngster, the big kid, and now all of a sudden here, just shy of midfield, Kansas City's going to start this drive.
And Cuthrell at quarterback, and it's a handoff to Alex Perry. Breaks free of his first tackle, so has the first down and races down to the 35-yard line. And stop made by number 52, Toby McPhee. And it's a big gain for Alex Perry on the first play of the second half from the 49 in Kansas City territory all the way down to the 33.
And a nice run, but he was hit at the line of scrimmage. He did all he could to keep his balance. But that's going to go down in the books as a missed tackle for that Bad Axe defense. They had him at the line of scrimmage, but a lot of credit to Alex Perry. He's able to shake it off and turn it into a big gain to start this half.
Another handoff to Alex Perry, and Jack Clancy breaks that one up in the backfield for a 2-yard loss back at the 35-yard line. It'll be second down and 12 for the Kansas City Redhawks at the Bad Axe 35-yard line.
And those are the plays that the Bad Axe defense has got to take advantage of. You make a tackle in the backfield, loss of one. Now is the time. You got to stay after it, not allow that big chunk 7 or 8 yards, and make that third down very manageable.
So Alex Perry with an 18-yard run, then a negative 2-yard run for the Red Hawks. Cuthrell keeps it for himself, coming around the left side, coming to the near sideline. Now at the 30-yard line, finally dragged down, tackled by number 11 for Bad Axe. That's Jensen Emmerich after about a 6-yard gain down to the 29-yard line. 10:58 left in the third quarter. 24-6 Kansas City by 18, and they're facing a third down and 6.
And you got to love that. And I'm not sure how much he was held, but Micah Gordon certainly was trying to bargain for one. It didn't get the call, but easily could have been made. I will make that agreement. He got spun around pretty well, but nonetheless, Kansas City getting to the sideline, which is where Bad Axe has been vulnerable all night, and they get 6 or 7 of it back, and now third down becomes really reasonable. 3rd and 6 after that 2-yard loss on first down.
10.5 to play in the third quarter. Cuthrell is under center. They hand it off to Hayden Horn. He's out for the running. He has the first down to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Hayden Horn from 29 yards out in for the score, and it's now Kansas City 30. Bad Axe 6 with 10 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter.
And it's just too easy. And even 15 yards down the field, the Bad Axe secondary completely tripping over themselves, falling to the ground as Hayden Horn comes right at him. He plants that right foot and jukes from right to left, and he leaves two Bad Axe defenders in the dust looking at each other wondering what just happened. And Hayden Horn blows down the sideline into the end zone, and more Cass City scores here starting the second half.
Trying to go for two here. Cuthrell is under center. T formation in the backfield. And we have whistles immediately on the snap there. Looks like it might be a false start on the Red Hawks.
Sideline warning on white.
Sideline warning on Kansas City. I was unaware that was a dead ball flag.
I am not sure what's going on over there.
All right. We'll go with it. Option. So Kansas City will try this one again on the two-point conversion, trying to make this one a 32-6 ball game. 10 minutes and 20 seconds left in this third quarter. Cuthrell on the option, pitches it out to Horn, and he goes in on.